Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week it's Snappy 93.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
We're back with the Speak Pipes.
We are.
The one-star app that has served us.
The
maybe
greatest one-star
four
app
years.
Yes, we've ever paid for. It's been brilliant. So we just want to say thank you to everyone. We've had a big week with our announcing of finishing up 2Ps.
Yes, and I know that some people are like, what? And I'm like, yeah, of course, we've been talking about it for a little while.
I know, we have. But we wanted to give you some warning. So
yes,
warning given.
And I went the other night, I put a photo on my Insta and the Peas to see Game Boys, which is a really cool Melbourne comedy show. It will be finished by the time this comes on. But I was talking to one of the guys who does that, is also in a podcast called Welcome to Patchwork.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, how are you going with it ending? And he said, isn't it funny? We always plan for the beginning but never the end.
Yes,
and
totally.
I was like, that's true, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, but the greatest thing about podcasts is that they're always there.
Yes.
And Number One Daughter was there and she's like, yes, I go back and listen to podcasts that have ended.
Definitely.
And I was like, that's true. We're
it's
still
like your
be
favorite
there.
TV shows.
Yeah.
We will still be there.
We'll still be there.
And for as long as the internet is there.
Yes.
That's what Molly said. When you die, I'll listen to it. I said, okay. I said, yeah, you will always be able to listen to my voice.
Yeah, it's
and how much I love you and why we did this.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So anyway, some of these messages are before we'd announced we were finishing, and some of them are after, but we're going to hear from you now.
Yeah.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Tessie Pima, Rachel here, mum to gorgeous Robbie.
Oh, gorgeous.
I heard, that's baby joining in. I heard Mandy say that she got to live out her dream of meeting Jamie Fraser and getting a photo taken with him.
Yes,
and I hadn't heard until now that he's called the King of Men among the Outlander fan base.
Yes.
But it really made me laugh because there is actually a teacher at my son's special school who my husband thinks is actually the King of Men, and he happens to look just like the other main guy from Outlander, Claire's husband in the present day.
Frank Randall. Randall.
So when Lucas met this teacher at one of Robbie's kinder transition days, he was just immediately smitten and came home and told me all about this teacher who was tall and tanned and muscular and wearing band T-shirts. They got to talk about their favourite bands together. But not only that, he was signing Auslan keywords signed to this, to not just the students but the staff and all the adults. He walked around carrying communication devices like pods.
Maybe he is the kid.
And Lucas is convinced that he is the ideal man. He doesn't know how every mum at that school isn't wildly in love with him.
Does he wear a kilt?
So I just thought you would like to hear about the fact that there is another king of men, also Outlander related, but living in the real world among the disabilities, parents and school community. Sadly, I don't think he's available. But still good to know these men maybe really exist in your life.
Well,
anyway.
Thank you.
The weather today is grey and indecisive, top of 18, properly autumn here in Tassie now.
Yes,
all right,
beautiful.
Bye.
Thank you, Rachel.
Also, Jamie Fraser's not available, and that doesn't stop people loving him.
Oh,
so
no. I mean, he's not real.
There may be – he's not real. This teacher obviously is real, and there may well be mums who have a crush on him.
Oh, I'm
but
sure.
They may not be saying. But your husband is saying. He's like,
yes,
I think this
king
guy's
of
amazing.
Men. Yes.
Wow. He does sound like a cool teacher.
He does. That's funny. Love Speakpipes so
much. The king of men.
I know.
Who started that?
Diana. She wrote it.
Oh, she wrote it.
Yeah, and so then the whole fandom call him the king of men.
For those of you who don't know, she
wrote
the books.
Diana Gabaldon is the author, and so in the fandom she's called herself, and he and Jamie Fraser, the character, is called himself. So that's how she refers to himself and herself. It's very strange, but it's a fandom.
My dad always referred to himself as himself, and every card I've got from him says from mum and himself.
Oh, well, there you go.
Or from himself.
Maybe it's Scottish thing.
Yeah, I think it might be.
Right.
Because I was going to get a tattoo that said himself. And I was like, I don't know if I really want that.
People would be like, do you love Outlander?
No, I don't. And or like himself. Why have you got that on your body?
Well, you can have herself. As
Yeah, I know, but it was going to be in like his writing.
Yeah, of course.
But I was like, I think I won't do that. No, but anyway,
okay, all right.
Himself. Yeah, there
you
go.
Yeah, there you go. That's all right. Must be a
Celtic Let us know if you're a Celtic
Yes.
person.
Hey, Kate and Mandy, I'm shattered and have stopped myself from crying twice since hearing your message only 5 minutes ago. I absolutely respect the decision that you've made to finish the podcast and how beautiful it is that you got to do it on your own terms. Mm. And for that, I'm really grateful. For what it's worth, I think you could have sold out Hamer Hall. And the difference that you made to my life at a time. Oh, no, there goes the tears.
It's okay. It's all right. This is a safe place.
Yeah.
At a time when I felt so otherwise alone is something that I will forever be grateful for. And I've just got to get this out. And I think it's so much better and worth so much more than any award. Thank you both for everything you've done. I can't wait to hear what's coming next.
This Speakpipe has a beautiful thing. It says, bye, Michelle. Sorry I cried. I
love
you both.
Oh, Michelle, thank you.
Yes, and thank you for sending that 5 minutes after.
Yes.
Because I can remember when Matt and Alex announced on Triple J that they were finishing, I couldn't drive.
I know.
And if I'd have messaged them then, they would have had a different message than if I
That's
saw
right.
them now.
This will be us on our last episode.
Oh, yes, this will be
us.
Yes.
We know. We mean a lot to you all. We do because we made it for you and we knew it.
And you mean the same to us. I think it's hard to explain because it's not a podcast that's pop culture or, you know, we don't talk about this and then that and then, like, we talk about
specific
amazing women mostly parenting amazing children.
Yes.
And so we have a unique bond with other amazing women listening and men.
Yeah.
But we understand that this podcast is different.
Yeah.
Like us.
Yeah.
So we get that it's,
It's very special.
It is very special and we would be nothing without you.
There would
be no podcast without you. So thank you. Thank you for sending us a Speakpipe.
Yes,
thank you. They're Mandy's favourite thing in the whole world.
Yeah. You can't make me happier.
No. Maybe if Jamie the King of Men can. But anyway, whatever.
I got my photo. I paid a fortune.
You really did.
Hi,
Kate and Mandy. It's Jodie from Brisbane.
Hi, Jodie.
I just learned that you're finishing the Two Peas podcast. I'm an out of rectum and have learned so much from
Love you
both. Hearing women's stories in such a raw and organic way is so empowering.
Yes.
Thank you so much for keeping me company on many of my runs.
You're
I may have listened to you more than once on many occasions.
Oh.
Wanted to do a quick shout out to my friend Therese for recommending the podcast.
Oh.
I must admit it took me a while to listen because I wasn't sure it would resonate.
Yeah.
But from the moment I hit play, it has been a privilege to listen.
Oh.
Thank you to your brave guests who have also opened up their lives and made an impact on all of us.
Incredible people.
The weather today is a warm 29 degrees with scattered showers. All the very best for what you do in the future. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Jodie. We That's love lovely. Our outer rectums.
Oh, I love the outer rectums. It's the best term. It changed everything when we got that. That then became all the terms, outer rectums.
Yeah.
Just the best.
It's the greatest. And what a great way to acknowledge yourself. I know we have like I'm an ally or I'm this, but you're an outer rectum.
Outer rectum. And we know exactly what you mean. And if you see us, make sure you always come up to us and introduce yourself that way. We love it. It could be another one.
It could be. Let's see.
Hi there. It's Bronwyn here, the original post-rectum listener. I just wanted to say thank you so much for sharing your news with all of us, and I just can't tell you how much I've learnt listening to your podcast. And, I don't know if you remember, but I've called in over the years and I've just learnt so much from your podcast, and I'm just so incredibly grateful that you included a big rectum like myself here and even granted me the diploma of the diploma of post-rectum. So if anybody else out there has learnt so much like me and else wants to be a post-rectum, I grant you the diploma of post-rectumhood. And, I just wish you both all the best going forward with your wonderful and exciting new adventures. We'll keep cheering you on, and you absolutely are our friends. Aww. And, I just feel like so privileged and lucky to have been part of your world. For this season, this 5-year season.
Aww.
Incredible. Well done on all the work. Well done on all the laughs, cries, differences. You've really improved my parenting. And you've just absolutely brightened so many of our lives.
Aww.
So thank you so much. And take care. We'll be cheering you on.
Oh, thank you. Post-rectum. Bronwyn. Improve your parenting. We never thought anyone would ever say that to us.
I didn't mean to laugh when you said that, but I'm like, I wish I'd improved mine. But anyway.
Me too.
I think mine's not improvable anymore.
Oh, it's so lovely to hear all your voices. Thank you.
Yeah.
It really means a lot.
And I know I keep saying this, but we have learnt the same amount of things.
Yes.
That is the amazing gift.
Definitely.
Of speaking to all of you, that we've learnt just so many things.
Yeah.
And, so incredibly proud to have spoken to all those amazing people.
Yep.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. It's Crystal Matthews here.
Oh,
we spoke on an episode in October of 2021.
Yes.
I just wanted to congratulate both of you on this podcast and doing it for 5 years now.
Thank
you. It's an incredible achievement.
Thank you.
I started listening to you guys when I was pregnant with Zara.
Yes.
So it means a lot to me because it gave me the opportunity as an adult pea shoot with a disability to understand what it was like for my parents. And then it also just gave me something to click into every week and listen to people's experiences and know that I'm not alone.
No.
Just an update since we last spoke. Yes. So in 2021, my daughter was 2.5, so things were pretty difficult. And I was talking about not being able to take Zara to the park. Now in May, she's about to turn 5. And as a really cool milestone, I've been able to take Zara to the park by myself now, and it is incredible. I love doing it. It's a game changer. Yes. It's so much fun. So we go to the playground, and sometimes I watch her on the swing and I'm like, are kids supposed to go that fast? she's very good at being very able-bodied. And it was quite funny. I was like watching her and there's a bunch of mums around and she's like, hey, mum. I'm like, yes, dear. And I think she's going to say something like, look at me, or I don't know, something nice. But she just said, you can't do this.
Oh, children.
And I couldn't help but crack up laughing. Like, I think, me and her have a great relationship. Oh, she understands me. Crystal. I understand her. We work well together.
I'm
certainly going to miss listening to people's stories and listening to both of you, your laugh and everything like that. But I wish you all the best. So thank you for allowing me to tell my story back in 2021.
Oh, we were thrilled to have you on.
Always.
Yes, thank
you. Everybody who's been on.
Oh, has been a gem.
They have.
You know, I'm going to want to say all your names at the end, but I think Kay's not going to let me do it.
Well, you can do it at the end of the end. To say goodbye. I do value you all.
No, I know. No, we're teasing because sometimes I can do things that are mundane.
As can we all. I think we might have a little bonus.
Yes.
A little bonus from Crystal.
What's your name?
My name's Zara.
Oh,
who's your mummy?
Crystal. She's very kind and big and brave and strong, and she's very kind and give me jelly.
Jelly?
Yeah. Jelly on plate, jelly on plate. Wiggle wobble, jelly on plate.
What do you think about playing with Mummy's wheelchair?
Makes me feel ticklish. I feel like happy.
Thank you, Crystal. Thank you, Zara. You're so lucky. You have a beautiful mum.
So lucky. And you'll be able to listen to her story one day on this podcast.
Yes, and how awesome she is.
Yeah, and thank how much you. She loves you.
Oh, Zara, you made my day.
You sure did. What a great jelly one on to finish plate. On. Yes. I haven't heard that song for ages. No. Wibble wobble, jelly on a plate.
Oh, thank you, Zara. That was gorgeous.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you to everybody who's messaged in. We have more speak pipes.
Yes.
We will do another couple of episodes before we finish.
We can. Yep. I want to get to 100 snap peas, but so we might just fake it and just the last one will be 100. I've decided.
Appearances is more important than reality. So
it might go 94, 100, right? I just really want that last one to say 100. Okay, so it's a lie, but it's okay.
Look, there's a lot of things that aren't true that people believe wholeheartedly.
Okay, what made you cry this week?
So I think it's a collective cry probably from many Australians and probably a lot of Australian women.
Yep.
And that was the terrible stabbing in Bondi.
Yeah.
And the ripple effect of feeling unsafe as a woman and then being like, this isn't about me. This is about amazing humans who lost their lives and not knowing what to do with all the emotion.
Yes.
Not feeling safe in a shopping centre
and
all of that. But it was just, it's so sad I can't think or talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, probably can't say the right things.
No.
But it was immediately in my family because Molly was going to the shops 2 days after for the first time with her friend without a support worker.
Mm.
And this makes me cry because she said, I want to go to the movies, but what if someone stabs me in the movies?
I know.
And I thought, I'm trying to give her opportunities to be independent and now the one place she feels safe, she does not.
I know. We feel safe I just think it's a place women feel safe.
Yes.
There's great toilets. There's accessible toilets. There's shops for women.
You can walk around at night time and get your exercise if, you know.
You can. Well, I work at a Westfield and they have Westfield walkers.
Yes.
And so they have groups, mostly middle-aged to elderly women, and they do laps of the shopping centre.
Yeah.
Like in an organised group. So this is a place.
Places we meet up to be with our friends.
And often, and this is not hashtag all men whatever, but I don't think a man can understand what it's like to not feel safe.
No.
So just to have a place where you're like, oh, I'm pretty safe here, and then to have that threatened, and especially for a young mum, is rare, very, very confronting.
And for our most vulnerable people. Pea-shoots, you know.
And there's a lot of people that come to shopping
young
centres.
Girls with an intellectual disability on Monday, excited to go, now feeling scared.
And shopping centres, for the most part, are disability friendly.
Yes.
There is escalators, there is elevators.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's literally.
And they know it because we've been going there for a long time. Yes. So I was like, I know she knows where places are there. She knows how to get to the movies. She knows where to meet me.
Yeah, where the bathroom is. Yes. All of that. So, yes, it was.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's obviously not about us.
No.
We don't mean to say that, but we want to acknowledge it. Because if that was our local shopping centre, we'd have a lot to be saying.
Yes, and any of you peas that live there, I thought of you straight away.
Same.
I know that'll be a place that a lot of you go, and I know shopping centres can be really tricky as well.
Yes, yes.
But
it's
just beyond.
Yeah.
You know, violence against women.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. What about you?
Oh, that made me cry too. Yeah. Yep. What about your difference?
So my difference this week was that I have had a weird tummy, weird bug, which I won't go into because I don't think that's a discussion anybody really wants to hear.
Well, I'm up for it.
Maybe not the people listening. Anyway, and I just was quite unwell last week and thought I just can't do anything. Mm. And my difference, it's twofold. One was that the boys were spending the day with their dad and they were go-karting, and I thought, I actually have the privilege of being sick.
Yes. And only something you could have dreamed of for 30 years.
Yeah. And I actually was saying to people, I'm allowed
to be sick.
And they were like, But I was like, no, this is a huge thing. And I acknowledge that a lot of people listening would give anything to have that.
Yeah, but you have done 18 years with the boys plus another 18 with the big kids, or 14, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have. Yes. Oh, look, I have. And I was actually had therapy, and I said to my therapist, I can remember having gastro and breastfeeding on the toilet with a scholarship.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm not saying I haven't done it, but
no,
I know some people may never get that, so I want to see them. But I just thought, oh, I can be in this bed.
Yes.
There's nothing to stop me. It was quite a moment.
Yes, that is a moment.
I thought about it a lot.
Yes.
And it just happened that the planets all lined up. It wasn't a school day. I didn't have to do drop-offs.
For your tummy bug. But
I know. But
to being able to rest.
Yeah. Yes. And I watched a lot of people designing expensive houses on the internet, on Netflix, whatever.
Good,
but,
I'm glad.
But my beautiful friend Rachel dropped off soup.
Oh,
and I'm just like,
yes, thank you.
Yeah, and then I just sat in bed while someone else heated it up for me.
Even better.
Even better. But that is a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome. Well, I was at netball talking to my friend Beck, and I was talking about how we have to bring our coats now. And I was like, I'm sick of my coat. I've had it for like 6 years.
Yeah,
and she goes, and I said, it's just like all the lockdown memories of that coat. Mm. She goes, I think it's time for a new coat.
Yeah.
Everybody should get a new coat.
That's true.
And I thought, yes.
Melbourne.
It's
time for a new coat.
If you're a P, it's time for a new coat. And
they are lockdown memories.
I had a voucher from Eastleigh, and I was in a competition. Gorgeous Chris put me in that women's mother's one of Mother's
Day.
That's
right. That was a while ago.
I know. So 2022, I had like a voucher from Eastleigh. So I went to Kathmandu. It was on sale, and I bought myself a new coat.
Oh.
And it's green.
Is it a puffer?
Yeah. It's long, so I'll be able to go to netball, to soccer, Special Olympics. I'm going to be warm. But I thought everybody needs a new coat.
Yes.
Right?
If you can afford a new coat, this is your permission to get one.
Yeah, so I know they're expensive. I had a voucher. It's different. Mm. But the sentiment is, if there's something that reminds you of lockdown, we're 2-3 years out of it.
Yes.
Let's get some new things.
That is very true.
Yeah. So I thought, I don't, every time I put it on, I think, ugh.
Walks in lockdown.
Yes.
Or sitting outside because we just wanted to be outside.
And we still talk about it, obviously, from Melbourne. So
we're not going to stop talking about it.
So anyway, new coat. So that I felt so happy. And the girl goes, oh, what a beautiful colour. And then I said, yeah, I know, because I had my colours done. I said, colours, having my girls and getting an iPhone, best things that ever happened to me. And she goes, okay.
Boomer.
She goes, I've never had my colours done. I wanted to say, I know.
I had
because you I don't look tell. That great.
No. I had someone come into work the other day and said, oh, no, I possibly cannot wear that
colour. I know, see.
I was like, I'm not arguing with you because.
I know someone who's annoying. I said, it saves a lot of time because I know that will suit me. It's done. She's like, yeah, I think I might do it.
Look, when I said, go for it. I reckon I was about 19 or 20, so I was a little bit young. It was huge at church. Huge.
Yes.
And when I've heard like Mia Friedman and people talking about it, I'm like, the Christians were on this 30 years ago.
Totally.
All of my friends had their colours done. They had the wheel. If you don't know what it is, Google it.
Oh, I've got it.
Yeah, Maddie's all into the colours.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just like, how come people are only, I thought everyone knew about this.
Sorry, Mamma Mia out loud.
But the Christians were ahead of this.
Many things we're ahead of.
Yes. So anyway.
What about your laugh?
So my laugh this week was something that happened to me at work. I was serving a lovely customer and her toddler was wandering around the shop and the customer was quite involved in, you know, like, oh, my card's not working or whatever. And so there was two of us at the checkout and I heard something. And so I leant back and had a look down the aisle and there was this little two-year-old completely naked in the shop with her arms in the air and she said, ta-da!
was she in front of the mirror?
Yeah. I was like, that is it. But she was looking at me so I could see both front and back. And I was just like, it is a ta-da moment.
It is a ta-da.
Like if you're going to ta-da, that's a moment. But also I just laughed and laughed. I could hardly... I don't know that the mother thought it was as funny and fair. It's her. She has to go and get the child changed. But I was like, this is the greatest thing. And I said to my boss, if I ever hear, ta-da, I'm not looking. I'm just keeping walking out of your mouth.
Oh, to be that free.
And she was so happy. I was like, she's never done this before. And I said, well, let me tell you something. This is not the last time. And I think she was a first child. And I was like, I'm telling you, she got the best response out of this.
Oh, yeah,
there's going to be a lot of ta-da moments in her future.
She'll be coming back in going, here.
Yeah, tell her not to do it.
She did it in Woolworths. She did it in Aldi. How gorgeous.
Anyway, ta-da.
My laugh was I made the broccoli pasta from Recipe Tin Eats, right?
Yes,
I've made it before.
Yes.
But I thought this isn't a good easy one. There's a veggie in there.
Yeah.
Molly, of course, didn't really want to try it, but I was just at the sink and she came up with the bowl and she goes, I tried it and I hated it. Imagine we could say that. I thought, that effort, I made the bloody sauce, I tried it and I hated it.
Honestly, there are times when I think that about food, but I just push through.
Oh, I know, of course we push through.
And because I'm largely vegetarian, I get a lot of mushroom dishes. I love button mushrooms, but I'm not wild on those big ones. And people serve me a massive mushroom, and I'm like, I just wish I could say, I tried it and I hated it. Just give me Vegemite toast, I'll be
fine. So you have permission now to... You tried it and I hated it. If that's words from our oracle, then take that with you. Oh, dear.
All right, Peas, you have a great week.
Yep, we'll be back. We've got lots of episodes coming up.
Okay? We're not sure what days they're coming out. They're probably Thursdays and Mondays, but we don't know.
International Pea Week, they will be out every single day.
Yep.
And then our last episode will be on Mother's Day. Now, we haven't recorded that yet. That will be...
Yep, so send your speak pipes if you want or you don't. It doesn't matter.
You might be on Snap Speak Pipe 100.
Yeah, that's right. 100. We don't know. we'll just call it 100.
It will not be 99. No. I'm not leaving it on that.
99, not out.
Yeah, that's all. Maybe. Anyway, thank you, everyone.
All right, bye. We'll see you. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.